From college to the pros, America's pastime in full force, 24/7 on The Long Ball with Andrew Brown.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome one and welcome all. You are listening to The Long Ball with Andrew Brown. Hi, folks. I'm Andrew Brown. I'm back at it again. Very happy to be back after the three-week vacay, so to speak. Got some time to just hang out with my son and my wife and just kind of hang and not to focus on too many things. I get to enjoy it, but nonetheless, I do enjoy this show. And once again, for those who are new to the show, thank you very much for listening in. This is a show that primarily revolves around baseball, both at the collegiate and professional level. And we have a whole lot of fun, although I will dip outside the world of baseball from time to time. And, you know, I've had a lot of good conversations outside of baseball as well. So not afraid to dive into things. If you have any thoughts, any people you think I should reach out to or anything you want to hear me talk about other than baseball, please let me know. Tweet at me at TheLongBall1 or at abrown_13878. Either way, I'll pick it up. If you have my number, great. Shoot me a text, shoot me a call. I'd love to talk to you then. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, this will be an episode that's primarily revolving around, well, baseball. We'll dive into it here as we hit the 20 mark. That's right, as we start to dive into 20-plus episodes here on The Long Ball. I'm very happy for that, very grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this. Now, this won't be a full show this week, but nonetheless, it will be pretty impactful. You know, we won't have This Week in Baseball's Past or our other segments, but it'll be just as impactful. It'll be just as amazing. And in fact, this may be something that at the end you may be called to do something about it or voice your opinion. Certainly, I hope so. I hope that's, you know, me and others are definitely interested and hopeful that this will spread even more. Now, you know, amongst Central Iowa, in fact, Iowa in general right now where I reside, you know, there's a lot of negativity going around. I won't dive into everything in particular. I don't want to keep spreading it. But nonetheless, not a lot of positivity, especially in the state of Iowa right now. And this episode, while it may not be all that joyful, I mean, it may be, and it's not the most joyful episode you'll ever hear, but it is one that I feel will bring somebody, or at least hopefully somebody, to action to help voice and bring more light to this topic. Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsors, Tree Pans. I've told you about, they help save trees, help save the world. You know, that's always a good thing. And also Insulites. Now, the thing about Insulites, all you farmers, ranchers, in fact, anybody who owns an electric fence, listen up. This is the reality here is that right now you're checking your fence, you're zapping yourself, taking a leaf, taking something. Anyway, you're getting zapped. But there is a new reality out there where you don't even have to get out of your house. That's right. It's called Insulites. Now, Insulites is an LED flashing insulator that sits on your fence. And you don't have to do a thing. In fact, you don't have to zap yourself. It flashes with the pulse of the fence. From up to half a mile or more away, you can see it working. You don't even have to get out of the truck, car, or your house. From the comforts of your home, know and be comforted that your electric fence is working. All you have to do is look out the window. Check them out today at Insulites.com. Now, this episode, folks, we'll start out. We'll be talking about the coaching ranks in collegiate sports. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you see when you look out at a collegiate football sideline or a basketball sideline? You see at least three, four, for football, a ton of coaches. You see well over seven, eight, and possibly more. I'm not familiar with the number of coaches that go into a football team, but there's a lot. You look at basketball, you have two, three, four, maybe even five assistant coaches. While some of them may be volunteered, most of them, especially in football, are paid. And that's the basis of what we're talking about. Coaches who are paid versus unpaid. Now, in terms of ratio, football has plenty of coaches to match the sheer size of the team that they have, the number of individuals who are playing for them. Same for basketball. You have a good amount of coaching to player ratio. That is not the case for baseball. Baseball and softball, I should say. In baseball and softball, hey folks, you only have three total coaches. One of them is your head coach, obviously, and you have two assistants. Still, nowhere near enough to match the number of players that should be getting the one-on-one attention. There's not a good ratio of players to coaches in baseball and softball. And that has posed plenty of problems. Let me take a look at it like this. When you think of how do collegiate head coaches become head coaches? How do they get there? Well, they got to work their way up, right? Got to work your way as an assistant, get onto the staff. You're a wide receivers coach. You're a this coach, that coach. You're a secondary coach, basically. And then you start moving up. Now you're the quarterback's coach. Now you move into offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Now you're a head coach. You know, what I'm getting at is you move your way up the ranks. Same for basketball. You're an assistant coach. You move up your way. Well, if you look at the sideline, you move up the chairs, so to speak, until you become that head coach. The same path is had for baseball and softball. You have to work your way up. You start by taking a small assistant job. You work your way up, get into a hitting coach, pitching coach, move your way up, so to speak. The only difference between baseball and the sports of football, basketball, and others is that you only get three total coaches. You only have three total. And if you see more than three, that means that person is doing all of that 40 to 80 hour work week schedule without getting paid. Now, various camps and so forth that are not necessarily affiliated with the university, they get money through that, but that's all they get, because any monetary value, anything, any money for that fact, going to the hands of these volunteer coaches is considered a violation under NCAA rules if it has anything to do with collegiate sports and the university. So what does that leave these individuals who are trying to work their way up to trying to be these head coaches? Well, they have to put in all this work for free. A lot of work for free. And that has posed a big issue over the last couple of years within collegiate softball and baseball, primarily baseball, but definitely in softball as well. The fact that these guys are putting in the work and they're trying to make a living, and they just, they can't long term. I have a podcast called Iowa Hawkeye Baseball Talk with Zach Mackey, who's the voice of the Hawkeyes. And every year we have this conversation because we see a number of coaches come through Iowa's ranks, but they leave because they obviously can't sustain it. They need to get money. They can't be doing that forever. And I talked with head baseball coach Rick Heller about a week ago, and he said that, it is tiring for him having to constantly teach all these assistant coaches who come in every year, and not at their fault because they don't get paid, but he has to reacclimate them to the system, get them acclimated, get them ready, and he has to go through a whole relationship building process with a new coach every year. And that's kind of tiring, and that's just him, let alone every other coach out there in collegiate baseball. So, with all that said, again, these volunteer coaches are putting in 80-hour work weeks for nothing. They don't get paid in hopes that they can one day get that job that they're looking for. Well, that it shouldn't have to be that way. And again, there's been a big push over the last year or so, starting with the SEC, and they have brought it to the nation's attention, and they have proposed a rule where you can have the option, where schools can have the option, not a mandatory thing. That's important here, folks. Where schools can have the option of paying and having a full benefited paid third assistant on the staff for collegiate baseball and softball, that is. Now, that had to be taken to a vote. It was a thought that was proposed and it was put to a vote. Unfortunately, over the past year, the vote ended up no. It was put towards every conference, every single conference in collegiate baseball, especially D1. This question was proposed and every conference voted on it. Now, the big Power 5 conferences, the Big 12, Big 10, SEC, and so forth, now, the structure of it was that they had up to five votes. Their vote counted for five votes. The smaller schools, the mid-major schools counted for two, and the smaller conferences, they accounted for one vote per conference. All right, so you'd think, hey, vote yes, get more help, and strengthen collegiate baseball and softball, strengthen these teams. Unfortunately, and oddly enough, I am a fan of a team that resides in the conference that said no. Two conferences said no to this vote back late spring, and that was the Big Ten and the Big 12. Two five-vote conferences, they voted no. Nearly every single conference, including the ACC, SEC, and more, and all the smaller conferences voted yes. Two of the very few, that voted no were the Big Ten and the Big 12. And as a result, the proposal for a paid third assistant fell to the wayside, an overall no vote, unsuccessful, and really a crying shame is what it is. So again, to recap, we still have third assistants or volunteered are not getting paid, aren't getting the compensation they deserve. And, you know, coaches are going year after year having to have new because let me step back, folks. It's not like this volunteer position is a secondary thing. It's not like it's not necessary. In fact, it is fully necessary. It is a needed thing because often three coaches means your head coach, you maybe have a pitching coach or a hitting coach, and then you have most likely your recruiting coordinator, your assistant coach, and so forth. There's so many other aspects that you might need help with. Pitching, hitting, outfielding, so many other things that are needed in terms of coaching. And that's why this is a shame because these staffs are going out there short-staffed. They need someone else, and they have to rely on volunteered, unpaid individuals. And again, that just doesn't last. So ultimately, that's the backstory behind it. The vote went no. But here's the thing. There is hope on the horizon, and we'll get to that here in just a bit. But ultimately, when we ask the question, why in the world would any conference vote no? Let's think about it, folks. It's all down to the dollars and cents standpoint, right? It's all up to, and honestly, these million-dollar conferences, these big-time schools that have a lot of money to dish out, okay? They have a lot of money. $50,000 a year extra will do no harm to these conferences, no harm to these teams. You know what the interesting part is? Nearly every small-level team, every mid-major team, every mid-major conference, that is, has voted yes for this. And they're the ones that are going to have a hard time paying for it. Not these big conferences. See where the confusion is? Anyway, that's where we stand right now. It's a needed position that's not paid. So, and the thing about it is, it's these conferences that say no, they view it only from the dollars and cents standpoint. And the critics view it from that point as well. And while money is, you know, let's face it, it does have a big impact. It is, in fact, a pretty critical impact in the whole equation of it all. It's not the only thing. The story I'm about to bring you here and the guest I'm about to bring on here is a story that highlights the personal touch of it all. There are real people. It highlights the people behind this, the people that put that work in that don't get paid. The people that are trying to pursue their dream but are having a tough time financially. This highlights the personable aspect of it all. There are human beings behind this. Human beings, actual people that put in all this time, all this effort, and have to put in 80 hours for the pursuit of a dream far more than just volunteer work. And they have to live in poverty for it. You know? You want to go into football coaching, hey, you have many ways to get paid along the way to being a head coach. Not so much in baseball. So again, this story highlights the people behind it, and it involves a certain coach named Craig Massoni. And Craig Massoni started playing his collegiate ball in the state of Arkansas and has now been, as of this year, as this offseason, joined up to be an assistant coach for Missouri State University baseball under head coach Keith Gutton. Now remember back to all of what I just talked about. All that, what you may have thought was fodder and just me blabbing on, that all comes back into play because Coach Massoni, a volunteer assistant for Missouri State University, has found out before he joined the staff that he has a rare form of skin cancer. It caused a lot of bleeding and something that he kept finding time after time after time. And then he, again, found out he had skin cancer and now is faced with a plethora of expensive medical bills and frequent trips to Nashville, Tennessee. A long plane ride to Nashville, Tennessee. All those bills. And he's in a job that doesn't pay. Makes you think twice about your job, right? So ultimately, again, Coach Massoni has this rare form skin cancer in a position that should be paying him, but is not. And this is a story that hopefully will end up being heartwarming, but it is kind of a tragic tale as of now. And again, man, some great people highlighting it. This story about Craig Massoni was written by the very talented Wyatt Wheeler of the Springfield News Leader. He helped to bring what is the personable side of the story to light, and he is joining me right now. And Wyatt, man, as I said before, I saw this story and I had the urge. I had to help out. I had to get this out there, spread the word. What a well-written story there, and what a great piece overall. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. It was a pretty tough one to write. It's one that's kind of been on my radar here for a while, of wanting to get out there, and I finally was able to sit down with Craig, and it's one that I was really hoping had an impact and can get some people to consider some things, of course, with the vote, and just happy to get it out there and happy that the response has been as positive as it has been for him.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Really good things happening right now. And for those, I may be preceding myself, ladies and gentlemen, but for those who are not aware, there is a GoFundMe or like account out there for Coach Massoni, just to, simply to help with medical bills, help with the travel expenses and so forth. There's a lot there, and he doesn't necessarily have the funds right now to help out with that. So if you could help out with that, again, if you Google Coach Massoni, Craig Massoni, GoFundMe, you'll be able to find that page, find that account, help out as much as you can, please. It really will do a lot, and it really will help him out, especially not only with the bills, but also help him continue to pursue his dream. Now, Wyatt, I alluded it to in my opening monologue, but this has been a little bit of a bumpy ride since the initiation of him joining the Missouri State baseball team. Now, you know, of course, there's a lot of great history behind Coach Massoni. Obviously, as I mentioned, starting his playing days in Arkansas, he moved up the ranks, had some good playing days as well. And obviously now he is an assistant coach with Missouri State University. But kind of take us through, in your words, what the journey is like for him, what you found out about Coach Massoni, and really what the tale is and how everything came to be.
Yeah, he's a 27-year-old. He played a little bit. He was drafted in San Francisco Giants. He's from the San Francisco area, so that was always a dream of his. Ended up playing a little bit of independent ball in the St. Louis area. And then he got into coaching, as a lot of people do when they're not going to go play major leagues. And they love baseball. They want to stick around. He stuck with it, ended up being at Arkansas State, coming over to Missouri State. Missouri State's coming off its worst year ever, record-wise, and that's Missouri State's it's a pretty respectable program. It's been able to make super regional twice in recent years. It should be at the school with expectations to make the NCAA tournament every year out of the Missouri Valley. So MSU wanted some hitting help. He would fit that. So when he's close to coming over here, he's in his last game at Arkansas State, and a mast in his belly button bursts the morning of his last game. I'm not checking my belly button every day to see if there's anything wrong going on in there. And I mean, it's what he said was going on with him. So it starts bleeding. He takes a shower, tries to get that cleaned up, still bleeding. He bandages up because he wants to be there for his team. After the game, he bleeds through his jersey and everything. And after the game, he went and got it checked out. A couple days later, he's getting a biopsy, and a week later, he finds out he has a form of skin cancer. So it's all happening really quick there. Just getting to know Keith Gutton, the head coach of Missouri State the past 4 years. That's a guy that he's not going to abandon a guy like that in this kind of circumstance. So he tells Missoni, hey, everything's going to be fine. We want you to get better. Come help us out. We want you. So he's been getting treatment nonstop. Right now he's every couple Mondays. He's flying between Springfield, Missouri and Nashville, Tennessee, where his family's from. So it's been pretty tough for him. One of the quotes that really stuck out to me when writing that piece was that he felt a little more hesitant to go get the help that he might have needed to get go to a doctor because he was afraid of those bills, because he is that third assistant coach and he's not getting paid. He's not sure what his benefits are. He's not sure what that bill is going to look like when it comes back. It's just a really tough situation to put a human in. If you're constantly reading D1Baseball.com and the reports they're having, the great coverage they're having of this issue, and this is just I know there's the money issue for a bunch of schools. A lot of schools don't know about paying a little extra to a softball coach as well. But to be able to go out and show, hey, there's a real human issue here with Coach Missoni. This is an important thing to get out there, show that this is having an impact on lives. I thought it was really important to get out there and show. Even one athletic director that's going to read this and think differently. I thought it was important to take that chance and get that out there. Craig was really, really good about telling his story in full and being honest and allowing me to get that story out there.
Once again, everybody, you are listening to The Long Ball with Andrew Brown. My guest, Wyatt Wheeler of the Springfield News Leader. He wrote a great story on Coach Craig Missoni, who has an unfortunate form of skin cancer and is having to make multiple trips and spend a lot of money on medical bills, yet he is in a position where he does not get paid for all of his work and all that he does with Missouri State Baseball. Nonetheless, he is a valued member of that program, and we're continuing to talk about that here. And Wyatt, I love what you added there in the end about the human aspect of it all, and that's where I want to go now. How important was it for you to highlight the human aspect of it all? How important was it to get that message out there and put another spin, especially a positive spin, that might help this whole transition to a paid third assistant come to fruition?
Well, that was 100% what it was. I mean, I don't really know what's going on with all the athletic directors and what they're thinking. But this is an issue that's having an impact on somebody and their livelihood. I mean, this is cancer. My mom recently had it, and it scared us. So it's something that hit home with me. If she didn't have the right care, who knows what would have happened to her. I lost a grandma to cancer. This is a real thing that's having an impact on, had an impact on me, had an impact on pretty much everybody. So it's something that's going to hit home. I thought it was something that's going to hit home for a lot of people. He's basically an assistant coach trying to make a living, wants to be a baseball coach, and he's not really getting the help he needs. It's really cool that he's able to still be a coach right now, because a lot of people, I mean, I've had people tweet at me, hey, I was an assistant, a volunteer assistant, and I had to give it up because I got sick. Craig's kind of in a fortunate situation where he's still able to coach and to be able to try to get the help that he needs. He's not having to give up his dream. But, I mean, this is just a human thing. This is something that could happen to any of us, and just try to put people in his shoes and be like, hey, this is something that could happen to you. This is something that could happen to me. Something that happened to a family member. I just think those are the most impactful things, when you're able to be able to see how somebody's going through something like this.
Once again, everybody, you're listening to The Long Ball with Andrew Brown. Check out this episode and more on iHeartRadio.com. Just type in the search bar, The Long Ball, and you'll find this episode. Also, it's on Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, and pretty much everywhere you can grab your podcast. So please check it out. Like it. Share it on Twitter, at TheLongBall1. Just give me some love if you can to let me know you're there, and hopefully you're enjoying every single episode. Right now, we're talking about the Craig Missoni story, and we're doing so with the storyteller himself, Wyatt Wheeler of the Springfield News Leader. Wyatt, this has been, I mean, overall, you painted a great picture of it all, and you got a lot of people to really take action, including myself. You've been very diligent in your work with the Springfield News Leader. Where did you first pick up on Craig Missoni's story? Not just him coming to the university, but the overall story, and how were you able to tell that?
I'm very active on Twitter, and I'm pretty good at finding a lot of things. And I found when he announced, he announced before the school announced that he was going to come over to Missouri State, he put on Twitter that he was coming to Missouri State. So I did a little research on him, looked through his Twitter a little bit, and I found the original tweets that said, hey, I'm going through this right now. Please keep me in your prayers. And thought about it a little more, because I know Missouri State has their head coach and two assistants that they've had for a few years now. And I thought of the D1 baseball stories and all of the their assistant stories about them not getting paid. And I was like, okay, this is something that this guy's going through. I want to write about this. I want to help him out. I want to help out the volunteer coaches around the country who's going through struggles of their own, trying to chase their dreams. I want to help them. I want to help Craig get this story out there to help others as well. And the good thing about the story that is up is that it's also helping Craig financially through his GoFundMe account. So that's there's a lot to this. I found this through his Twitter account that I put in, and I've been annoying the athletic communications people here at Missouri State for quite a while. It's been a few months since I noticed that he was announced back in, I think it was late May, late June. And it's something I've kind of annoyed them about, trying to get the story, because I knew it could be so impactful, and I knew a lot of readers would like it, and just help out people too. I thought it was just that important, and that's kind of how I got set onto it.
Once again, everybody, you're listening to The Long Ball with Andrew Brown. My guest is the one and only Wyatt Wheeler of the Springfield News Leader. We are talking about the Craig Missoni story, a story which involved a guy from Arkansas making his way to the coaching ranks here at Missouri State University. Before he even stepped foot, he had an unfortunate rare form of skin cancer that he is now having to deal with expensive medical bills and numerous trips, but ultimately a lot of financial burden, and he is in a position where he does not get paid or compensated from the university. So it's really a tough situation, and there has been a GoFundMe account established to help him out just for that reason, to help him with those medical bills, to help him pursue his dream. And again, a lot of light was shed on due to Wyatt's story. And again, we have him here right now with me. And Wyatt, let's bring that GoFundMe account to the forefront. Kind of take us through what the GoFundMe account is for him, what's the purpose, and really, what's the goal? How can people help, and how impactful is this GoFundMe account in the long run for Coach Missoni?
Yeah, Yeah, the thing about being a third assistant, too, is that it's really tricky to get somebody fundraising, too, because that can be seen as paying him and against NCAA rules. So they had a couple of his buddies set up a GoFundMe account for him with the hopes of, I'm slipping right now, I don't know if it was $10,000, $20,000, what their goal was. So the funds that that's helping him pay for living down here and helping him eat meals and helping him fly back and forth and helping him with his treatment is coming through this GoFundMe account. It's actually called you can search Craig Missoni through GoFundMe. I believe it's one of the first Google results you'll get. But the story's kind of gone a little national now. Once you get a guy like I know Eric Fitt retweeted it. I saw the other D1 baseball guy also put it out there. Just put it out there, and it's kind of spread a little bit. And last I checked, there was a few thousand dollars that's gone on in there since the story's gone out. So that's really cool to see that he's getting that help. It's just another part of helping him out with the story, getting that out there. He's not allowed to take funds from the university. We had a legendary women's basketball coach or women's basketball player that became an assistant who also had cancer in her eye, who wasn't allowed to get funds from the extra funds like that through the university because she didn't check that in her benefits when signing up. So that's another thing that's something the university's pulled before, is trying to set up a GoFundMe and help her out. And the GoFundMe's helping him live right now, helping him pay for those things, helping him eat and live. So it's just another one of those things that kind of shows that this needs a change. So he can get some of those things from the university, and there's no rules against him not having those things.
Well, no doubt about that. Please, everybody, if you get the chance, help out Craig Missoni. Go to the GoFundMe account. Just Google it. Type it in. GoFundMe account under Craig Missoni. Help him out. Do what you can. It is a very, very financially burdening process. So please do what you can. Help him get back on his feet and back to pursuing what he loves. Wyatt, one thing, too, about this whole paid assistant, the third paid assistant conversation is very interesting because, you know, stories like Craig, I think, have really helped push the needle. And now what was a 2-year process to vote on this again is now a mere matter of months away. And in October, we get to vote on this again. And this gets brought up again. You know, a lot of things have gone into that. And certainly Coach Craig Missoni's story is very similar to a lot of the arguments, a lot of why this needs to be pushed up, why we need to vote yes. What were some of the things, or were there some other things that really stood out to you within the development of this story, and just how big of an impact has and will this story have going forward?
It's just the human thing. I mean, we talk about the financials, of course, but this is somebody going through something, trying to chase a dream. A lot of young people, he's 27, I'm 24, and I couldn't imagine going through something like this, especially a few years from now. I'm really on my own for some of the first time in my life, and he's going through cancer at such a young age, unexpectedly, while trying to be a baseball coach. And I know this is something that's had an impact on coaches in the past, all these volunteer coaches. There's a reason they're trying to get this passed for these people. I think this is something that can really make you think, like, hey, this is what I voted no against when you're an athletic director who said no. I thought it was really important to get it out there. Just try to put them in his shoes. I mean, I went through the anecdote at the beginning, the first part of the story, saying, hey, there's a lot of blood here. You know, try to like frighten the reader a little bit enough. It says, hey, here's a situation, here's a guy with cancer, boom, he's not able to get paid because there was this vote a few months back, and it's especially when it's by school, when there's schools voting it down from schools like the Big Ten, the Big 12. It just kind of blows your mind a little bit that those schools with all this money are the ones that are voting this down. I mean, the Missouri Valley Conference voted yes for it. Our athletic director here at Missouri State, when they go through financial issues, they're still voting yes for it. So it's kind of a weird thing to think about when we have those financial things, but there's still people that you're having an impact on. And I think that the thing that's so special about Craig's story is that it's as scary as it gets. So somebody who has the fear of death and somebody who could have died if he kept putting this off a little bit longer just because he was scared of a hospital bills when he's not getting paid because of this vote. It seems like with this vote next month in October that they're, especially when they're expediting this a little bit more, when it was supposed to be 2 years until a vote, and now they're making it just a few months later after the no, hopefully that they found that they can work some things out, and hopefully that they think of people like Craig, think about the next person that goes through something like this, something like this happens. Hopefully it just leads to some changes that help these people out.
Wyatt Wheeler, my guest from the Springfield News Leader, joining the Long Ball with Andrew Brown. He is talking with me about the Craig Missoni story and about the potential of a third paid assistant within collegiate baseball and softball, a conversation that has been in the works for well over a year and a half now, and very well could come to an actual yes vote. Again, this October, we'll get a chance to see if it can be turned around. Last year, it was a no vote overall. The two conferences that really swung the vote were the Big Ten and Big 12 conferences. Both voted no, and thus really ended the hopes of last year anyway, of getting a paid third assistant. Now, Wyatt, we continue on that with that conversation here. You know, again, I'm in Big Ten land. Unfortunately, within the conference, one of the conferences that said no and was a major deciding factor in that overall no vote. You know, looking at the other conferences, the mid-major on down conferences, and nearly every one of them voted yes. And it's very interesting because primarily the debate, the opposition topic throughout all this has been financially. You know, conferences don't want to shell out that money. Yet when you take a look at who has said no to yes, the conferences that said no were the ones that have the money and have the affordability to do so. It's very interesting how that whole dynamic has come to fruition because, again, you know, within the Missouri Valley Conference, they were a resounding yes. So are many other mid-major conferences. What's the feeling that you get? What's the conversation been like within those conferences? Because we get a lot of the national talk about the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, and how they have voted. But I don't think we get enough conversation about about what was talked about within the confines of these smaller conferences.
Yeah, I mean, Missouri State's pretty prideful in its baseball program, and they want to do everything they can to make it the best it can be. I mean, this is, like I said earlier, this is a program with NCAA tournament, should be in it every year. So we kind of look at it down here. There's an expectation of getting there and maybe winning a regional, as they have twice in the past few years. This is, they want to help out. Missouri State's really good at, a baseball coach is going to want this. A head baseball coach is going to want his guys getting paid. It's somebody they work with every day. So, of course, a guy like Keith Gutton, he's a Hall of Fame. He's going to be a Hall of Fame baseball coach. Have a statue outside the stadium here. He's going to want his guys to get paid. But the cool thing about the athletic directors and just the people down here, the coaches, everybody around this program, is that they think of people. They think of situations like this. They don't want somebody serving for nothing down here. It's just it's crazy how much they work through down here. I remember tweets from we had a first rounder who went to the White Sox, and Jake Berger a few years back. I remember when the vote was denied a few months back. He was on Twitter going on how the third assistant that was here at the time before Craig was somebody that really helped him out and made him a better baseball player. So I mean, these are. There's just good people who are supportive of people down here. I think they keep that in mind. It's just something they think is right down here. It's a person that should be able to make money off of making something people enjoy better. It never struck me down here as a burden for anybody. It's just something they think is right.
Well, and one thing about this here, Missouri State, you know, they are truly, folks, a perennial power. They have been in the tournament year after year. Their head coach, Wyatt, as you mentioned, is probably going to go into the Hall of Fame. And Iowa has really come to find that out firsthand, just how good this team is. I believe it was 2015, so close to knocking on the door to a super regional, yet there's Missouri State ready to knock them off. And Iowa hasn't had very much success against the Bears, so it's always a fun matchup. And yeah, I mean, Iowa has come to figure that out firsthand for themselves. Well, with that, Wyatt, I really appreciate you for coming on the show. Unfortunately, as all good things do, this conversation too must come to an end. But I really enjoyed the article, and I hope everybody out there gets a chance to reread or read this article for the first time. And the biggest part of it all, help Coach Missoni out. Go to his GoFundMe account, help him out, help him get the medical financial aid that he needs, and help him continue to pursue his dream. Wyatt, again, great story, great conversation. I'm definitely going to look to you more for in the future as we go for more meaningful and impactful conversations as it relates to collegiate baseball.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap things up. Again, a big thank you to Wyatt Wheeler of the Springfield News Leader. Check him out on Twitter, at Wyatt Wheeler. Also, check out the Springfield News Leader for all great Missouri State University information and articles. Again, a big thank you to you, everybody, for listening to this episode. Hopefully, this has inspired you to take action to help donate to the cause. Again, as Wyatt mentioned, The GoFundMe account for Craig Missoni is more than just donations. It's helping a great cause, helping a guy to get past an awful disease and get back to pursuing his dream. The goal, as Wyatt mentioned, $20,000. It has already surpassed that now at over $36,000. Please, if you have the chance, go ahead and donate. A little, a lot, however much you want to donate goes a long way. And Craig and his family sure do appreciate that. The entire staff at Missouri State University Baseball appreciates it. So please give what you can, play your part, help out, and feel good about yourself in the process as well. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to sign off here. Again, I am Andrew Brown. This has been The Long Ball with Andrew Brown. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get to share this article on Twitter, share it on Facebook. Hopefully it impacts you, and hopefully you have a great day moving forward. With that, ladies and gentlemen, as they say in the showbiz world, until next time, stay safe.